The meeting to order. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Harvest Village Infrastructure District's Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 and 2 this Monday, December 15th, 2025 at 10 a.m. Actually, what is the time now? 10:05 a.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of YourCal in South Jordan. I'd like to do a quick roll call for our meeting minutes of today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Neil Goldman.
Neil's a board member.
Andy
Trent, member.
Yep, sorry. Andy Dorbeck, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
And did David introduce?
Yes, I did. David French, member, board member.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, we're going to follow our agenda item today. The first one is to, for efficiency purposes, we want to combine the meeting of the two districts so we don't have to do two separate meetings. So do we have a motion to approve combining the special meeting for Harvest Village Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2?
Motion to combine both districts meeting into one.
Second.
Second by David.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our first consent item. This is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting of October 22nd, 2025. Those minutes were provided in the board packet. I'm going to open it up to see if there are any questions. If the board doesn't have any questions, then we can have a motion to approve the October 20, 22nd board meeting.
Motion to approve. No questions.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We listed another consent item, but it's not applicable for this meeting. So we don't have to do anything there. So let's move to our public hearing portion of the meeting to take comment on the budgets. So we do have to have a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Motion to have the public portion of the meeting.
We have a second.
A second.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions. So just for the record, do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning Harvest Village PIDs 1 and 2 amended budgets for 2025? We can report that there are no members of the general public participating at our offices today. I do not see any members of the general public participating via the Zoom link. So we can now move to our second portion of our public hearing, and that is to take public comment on the 2026 budgets for Harvest Village PIDs 1 and 2. And I should note for the record that Shelby Clymer is here from CLA in the event any members of the public want to ask her questions. Again, no members of the public are participating at our office or via the Zoom link, so we can now have a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. Moving on to our action items. Obviously, there are no Q3 financials. Sorry about that. So we'll go to our second. That'll be exciting next year when we do when you do have Q3 financials to go over for the district. So let's move to consider adoption of Resolution 2025-10. This is a resolution adopting the amended final budget. As you will recall, the tentative budget was amended budgets were adopted on October 22nd, 2025. And turn the time over to Shelby. to go over any questions the board may have.
Thanks, Tom. Board, just a quick refresher. We are amending the PID 1 2025 budget. The original budget that was adopted had a potential bond issuance factored in. And so the amendment really just removes that activity and instead sets a pretty simple administrative budget for 2025. So shown on my screen here, we have the original and the amended. And then the following pages for the capital projects and debt service funds have been amended to zeros. Any questions on that?
Looks good. Thank you, Shelby.
Looks good to me.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the final amended budget for Harvest Village Public Infrastructure District 1?
Motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
Second.
A second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. We'll move to our third action item, which is to consider adopting resolution 2025-11-11. This is a resolution adopting final operating and capital budgets for both districts for 2026. Shelby, I yield the floor to you.
All right. Okay. So board, no changes to this from what we reviewed at the last meeting. So again, just a quick reminder for District 1, we set a $5,000 administrative budget, anticipating just kind of bare bones compliance. If or when that changes next year, we can always amend the 2026 budget to account for additional activity. And then for PID 2, at this time, we're just doing a $0 budget. Any questions?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Shelby. Do we have a motion approving the final amended budgets for Harvest Village Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2?
Motion to approve budgets.
Second.
Thank you. Thanks, David. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. Let's move to our fourth action item. This is to consider renewing districts' engagement of your Cal to provide district council services for 2026. We did include our engagement letter as part of the board packet. I'm going to ask if the board has any questions on that.
No questions.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the engagement letter of your Cal to act as district council for the districts and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. I should just put for the record that if I didn't already say it, that was for district council services for 2026. Okay, let's move to our next action item. This is to approve and renew the engagement of CLA to provide district accounting and services to the districts and authorizing the district chair to sign it. Again, CLA's SOW was provided in the board packet, and I'm going to open it up to see if there are any questions because the famous Shelby Clymer is here to answer them.
No questions.
Okay, well, do we have a motion approving the SOW from CLA to act as district accountant for 2026 to provide accounting services to the district and authorizing the district chair to sign?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to our final action item, this is to approve a tentative district board meeting calendar for 2026. That proposed calendar was in your board packet. We're proposing five meetings, one quarterly and then two at the end of the year so we can adopt the appropriate budgets for the following year. Are there any questions? Okay, do we have a motion approving the district board meeting calendar for 2026?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. Moving on to our administrative non-action items. None were listed today. So I believe we can have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. We do stand adjourned. If you could just shut the...